This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, the Asian Public Service, with Jace, Kane, and Mitch. Here's Kane Lee with the Asian Pop News Update. Attention.
Hi, Jace Gibbs with the Asian Pop Experiment, Asian Pop News Update for another week. A Big Bang concert may not be all that far away now for Aussie fans. YG Entertainment have confirmed two more locations for their Concert Alive Tour 2012, which will have stops in a total of 25 cities in 16 countries in Asia, North America, South America, and Europe. An updated list cementing Indonesia and Taiwan as tour locations was yesterday posted on Big Bang's official Facebook page. The Philippines and Malaysia were confirmed on Tuesday. With near neighbours getting a chance to see the guys in concert and three more venues to be revealed, Aussie Big Bang fans are still holding their breath for a concert down under. Yes, I said down under. BAP group member Zello has complained about his tall height. The 15-year-old has revealed in a recent interview with one of Japan's biggest newspapers that he would like to stop growing, please, when he was asked about a personal hope. The artist now stands at 183 centimeters tall, which would indicate he's growing towards being one pretty tall Korean kid. BAP are promoting their second single album, Power. Super Junior member Siron is continuing to grow in popularity years after his debut with the Korean boy group, recently being chosen as the newest model for a leading coffee brand in Korea. The PR company looking after the brand recently said, "We reached the conclusion that there was an excellent match between Siron, the leader of a global K-pop group, with our coffee chain status as the leading coffee brand. It makes sense." The prestigious endorsement deal follows hot on the heels of Siwon's record, in which he cracked 2 million followers on his Twitter account. This achievement is a first by a Korean and once again confirms Super Junior's status as global leaders of the K-pop scene. It is also just a little more than the Twitter followers of Kane Lee, Darren TP, and Jay Summer put together. Hi guys, if you're listening. And TokyoHive.com reports, popular J-rock band Mr. Children, who released two best-of albums for their 20th anniversary on May 10, have hit the 1.44 million mark. Mr. Children 2005 to 2010 singles sold 732,000 copies, whilst the 2001 to 2005 version has sold 716,000 copies for the first week of sales, clinching the first and second place on the Oricon weekly album ranking chart this week. This marks a new record as they've become the first artists more than 20 years into their debut to monopolize the first and second place. Additionally, Mr. Children tied the record with TMN and Porno Graffiti for topping first and second place with best of albums for the second time after their previous best of albums, just proving that there's a whole heap of content for them to put on best of albums for the last 20 years. I am Jace Gibbs, the man sitting next to me is Kane Lee, and that was the Asian Pop News Update. Back with more at 7 o'clock next week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.